The Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this Thursday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you more adventures of Chandu, the Magician. But before we begin our play, may we say a special word to you newcomers here in the West. If you have never tried White King soap in your washing machine, be sure you buy a box of this splendid wash day soap at once. White King soap is made for you, Western homemakers, by the company who pioneered soap making here on the coast. They invented White King as a washing machine soap. This famous granulated soap has been a good soap for more than three decades, and today it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. We invite you to try White King soap in your own washing machine. See for yourself how quickly it dissolves in your wash water, how those rich, thick White King suds wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. Remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King soap for your washing machine. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has discovered that the sinister Roxor is in Cairo. But Chandler and his sister, Dorothy Regent, are increasingly mystified over her husband's reason for his secret journey to Egypt. And they do not know that before their arrival, Roxor has tricked Regent into leaving for Singapore. Meanwhile, posing as a member of the Daku Kafai, a group of Roxor's agents, Chandler learns from Jeff Burke where Roxor is. But the Arab whose shop conceals Roxor's quarters says Roxor has sent Regent to the desert village of the Lost, from which no man has ever returned. The present scene is the home of the Princess Naji, where Chandler and the Regents have been invited to stay. It is early evening. Chandu, the Magician.
Hello, Abu. You didn't think you'd be seeing us again, did you?
My princess told me to make you welcome if you came, sister.
Good evening, Abu.
You are most welcome, sister of Chandu.
Thank you. Is my brother here yet?
It is so, sis.
In here, Dot.
Brother, did we walk Jeff's legs off?
And our own, too, almost. Are you dead, Mother?
Oh, no. Frank, what did you find out?
Robert wasn't there, Dot. Nor Roxor.
Oh, now what? We kept Mr. Burke out until we couldn't think of another excuse.
Give me your hat and stuff, Mom.
Oh, thank you, son.
Doesn't make much difference now, Dot, if Burke does get to Roxor. Robert's gone anyway.
Are you sure Dad wasn't around there someplace, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I am. Oh. Dot, where was Burke going, did he say?
Back to the hotel. He said he was expecting a message from somebody. Roxor, of course.
No. No, he'd already been ordered to report to Roxor.
I thought it might be the guy Dad gave the notes to on his experiment. Pierre Duval.
Well, he'd go direct to Roxor, too. He wouldn't call Burke.
Maybe you can find out from Jeff tonight, Uncle Frank.
How?
Mother invited him to dinner. You'd better tell Abu, Mother.
If Mr. Burke sees Roxor, he certainly won't come. No, I only asked him as a last resort. I certainly don't feel like entertaining a guest.
And what a guest.
Well, except that if we didn't know about him, I'd like him a lot.
I may as well tell you, Doc. I wouldn't. If I could help it. Until I find out if it's true.
You do know where Robert is?
I only know what Roxor's man said. He thinks Roxor sent Robert off to a place in the desert called the Village of the Lost.
The Village of the Lost?
Uncle Frank, that sounds like the things Dimitri said.
I know it does. I couldn't ask the fellow where it is or anything about it, Dot. He thought, of course, I knew.
You'd think Dad would know better than to walk right into Rocksor. Sounds like the kind of dopey thing I do. But Dad's not dumb.
I can't understand it, Bob. There's one thing certain, though. No matter why your father went to the desert, he couldn't go alone.
Why not?
Well, he'd have to get camels and so on. And someone to bring the camels back.
Frank, do you mean that literally? People go to that village and don't come back?
So he said. But if it actually exists, why have I never heard of it before?
Well, someone must know how to get there.
Bert might even know, although... Well, we'll see. But if there is such a place, I'll go out there myself. What is it, Abu?
The assembly birch is at the door, Chandu.
Well, ask him to come in here, will you? And remember, don't call me that while Mr. Burke's here.
As you say, assembly.
And children, be careful what you say, too. It won't be as easy as it was this afternoon.
You know, Jeff really has a lot of charm. Oh, why must you be such a snake?
In this room, if you will, assembly.
That is. Well, Jeff, you seem to have survived the afternoon.
Oh, yes, sir. Good evening, Mrs. Regent.
Good evening.
Evening, Miss Betty.
Hello, Jeff.
Mr. Chandler, how'd you happen to get in here?
Come over here and sit down.
Excuse me, Mrs. Regent.
Oh, it's quite all right. I know you and Frank have business to talk over. Oh, Abu, just a minute.
What do you mean, Jeff?
I mean the princess. I'm surprised you'd bring your family here, even if you were willing to take a chance yourself.
Well, didn't my sister tell you? We've known the princess for years.
You can't know her very well. She's one of the most dangerous women in the world.
Oh, come now.
I'm serious. What? I've been told she's connected with a regular gang of international spies.
Oh?
You're trying to put me off. You must know all this. I know. You've come here to find out what she's up to now. Why, I've even heard that she claims to be a sorceress. Did you know that?
Yes, I've heard it.
If you don't mind my asking, Mr. Chandler, why did you bring your family with you? What if you had to get out in a hurry?
Oh, we'll manage.
I don't know about that. Oh, man. You know, all of a sudden I'm beginning to feel as if I'm in over my head.
I don't wonder.
I certainly admire your nerve. Who does this princess think you are?
She knows who I am.
I hope not. Or you'll be picked up dead someday in one of the native dens, and no one will know what happened to you.
Look here, Jeff. Let me ask you something. You haven't been with Rockfair long, have you?
Well, no. No, I didn't even know we were working for him at first. But when I joined, I thought Dimitri was the head man.
You did say it was right after the war when you became a member of the Dakuku.
You think we ought to mention the name of it here?
Well, let's not.
Well, anyway, it wasn't right after the war. I'd been fooling around in Paris. I just couldn't face going home and sitting around in my little old hometown.
You thought you'd be going to India.
I sure did. You know, there's something about the Far East. Jungles and weird native rites. You had a good fight now and then to keep a man from stagnating.
And then someone introduced you to Dimitri.
Yeah, that's right. It was a newspaper man I met in Bistro.
A newspaper man? And you've never seen him since?
How'd you know?
I know how these things are done.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was right funny. He just didn't show up one day, and I never knew what had become of him.
I'll tell you.
You even know who I'm talking about? I thought nobody knew who the others were.
It was Masters, wasn't it? Or was he using the name Gordon Douglas at the time?
Douglas. But Mr. Chandler...
I'll tell you just what happened to him, Jeff. He vanished from the face of the earth, right here in Cairo.
That's a mighty fancy way of saying he was killed.
It's a little more than that, Jeff.
I don't understand you, sir.
I think you do. Douglas was one of the lost ones.
You mean he was sent to that village in the desert?
Well, figure it out for yourself.
I don't mind saying I want no part of that private little devil's island.
I don't blame you. Still, I'd rather like to see that village. I thought I might go out there while I'm here this time.
Don't you do it.
Why not?
But don't you know you'd never come back? And what would become of your family?
Oh, in our business, we can't worry too much about our family.
But, Mr. Chandler, I was in the desert not long ago. Roxor sent me out to check on the number of Arabs who were to go to Suez. You know, take over the canal.
Yes, that was before the Balkan thing went wrong.
Yeah. I sure wish I knew what the hitch was. Didn't look like I'll ever get to India now.
What were you saying about the village of the lost?
Oh, I didn't go that far. I was... Well, what's the matter?
Oh, our bull wants me for something. I'll go and see what it is.
It's that princess up to no good. Where is she anyway?
I don't know exactly.
You do know? Since she may have heard every word we've been saying.
Nonsense. This room's so big, not even Bob and Betty over there can hear us.
Why, this whole place could be full of microphones. Man, I tell you, I don't like this.
Well, don't worry, Jeff. I'll see what the trouble is, if there is trouble.
If you take my advice, you gather up your family and go back to Shepherd.
Yes, Abu.
Effendi, two men from the desert have come to speak with you.
Why, Uncle Frank, how do you suppose they knew where you were?
I'm wondering that too, Mr. Chandler. I wonder if it's somebody we know.
Yes, send them in, Abu.
Aywa.
It's some trick, Mr. Chandler. How could any of our desert people know you're here? You only got to Cairo this afternoon.
Desert men have strange ways, as you know. Go back and sit down where you were. Leave this to me.
I surely hope you know what you're doing.
Frank, I thought I heard the door.
You did, Dot. We have some more guests. Marhaba, friend.
Hala. Bad luck. Effendi.
Well.
Frank, who are they?
Careful, Dot. Don't let Bert know.
I don't know them. Who are they?
I don't know either, but look at that turban and the burnous. One of them is from Ami Mitkayo. Enter, friend. You are most welcome.
Before we say good evening, to suggest that you and your family listen to Chandu every weekday evening at this time. And for your family wash, we'd like to have you try the soap we make. White King granulated soap. If you think that a washing machine soap should make suds, plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds, then you'll love White King. For White King makes plenty of suds. Suds that stay up, even when your wash water cools down. And White King suds are never lazy suds. They are so full of wash day energy, they wash your clothes clean and wash them fast. Why, even your most badly soiled bath towels, your food-stained table linens, dirt-streaked work clothes, and the youngsters' grimy play togs come clean in White King's rich, creamy suds. So on your radio for thrills and adventure, remember to listen to Chandu the Magician every weekday evening. And in your weekly wash, remember to use White King granulated soap. Nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King for your washing machine. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee broadcasting system.